Hello, friends. Tonight, this evening, I'd like to talk about responding with anger and negativity to people, not just fellow saints, but everyone. Now, I know I'm guilty of this, saying things and doing things in anger in the past that I regret, usually toward the people I care most about. People getting on your nerves and then getting upset or angry and having your feelings hurt, and that's just a part of life. We can't control what people say or do to us. However, we can control how we respond. We have that power and we have that choice. We can withhold our emotions or give in to them and lash out. When we lash out, it's a problem, not just for us, but for others. Anger can very easily turn into hate and resentment, left unchecked. Proverbs 22, verse 24 and 25 read, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul." Matthew 5, verse 22 reads, "But I say to you, that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raka,' meaning empty-headed or idiot, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire." Anger and wrath are a path that lead to destruction. And hate is a corrupter of souls. This is how responding with anger is a problem for us. It puts us in danger of the judgment. The reason responding with anger and negativity is a problem for others is because it creates enemies. Just like we can respond negatively, so can they. The people in the world, they are brothers and sisters. We need not make enemies out of them through disagreement or argument. It doesn't make any sense and provides no benefit to anyone. Psalms 37, verse 8 reads, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm." Instead of being part of the problem, we can be the solution by withholding our anger and instead respond with gentleness, kindness, and understanding. It's not always easy to do so, but we all have that power and capability. Luke 6, verse 27 and 32 read, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them." That's where the challenge lies for us. Treating others as well as we would want to be treated, even when they may give us reasons that make doing so difficult. Forgiving when we would want to be forgiven. To be gentle when we would want to be met with gentleness. To be understanding when we would want to be understood. These things we can do, and from these verses of scripture, we can learn and practice. James 1, verse 19 and 20 read, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32 read, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Proverbs 19, verse 11 reads, "The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression." Did I read that right? Yes. Proverbs 14, verse 29 reads, "He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly." Proverbs 15, verse 1 and 18 read, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention." Romans 12, verse 18 through 21 read, "If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head." Meaning, he will feel guilt and remorse for his behavior. "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." So, my friends, I encourage you to practice these lessons in your life, for in doing so, the world will learn of our acts and the examples we set with our behavior, the light. And people will wonder why and come to learn the teachings and the nature of God. If any are subject to the invitation, would you please come forward as we sing?
Thank you.